This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I'm judging a Valdieu Blonde. It's a Category 18A Belgian Blonde Ale. Valdieu means God's Valley. It's an Abbey beer, so it's a Trappist-like beer with a religious connotation from a place that's not exactly a monastery. Which is pretty much what the Belgians think of Abbey-type beers. Its appearance is a light gold color. It has a tall, pure white head that's leaving Belgian lace in the glass as it settles. It's got a lot of bubbles coming up from the bottom of the glass, but it's very clear. I'll give it a 3 for appearance. The aroma has sort of a sugary sweet Pils malt character. Some aromatic alcohol. It's a little rose-like. Getting moderate esters that are orange-like. I get a light earthy hop and some peppery spice. So yeah, it's got a nice complexity. It's perfumey. The alcohol's a little sharp, but I always like when I get that sort of orange or lemon and that sort of sugary Pils malt character together. It's something that sort of registers with this style for me. I'm going to give it an 11. The alcohol's a little rough. Tasting it, I get a medium-low Pils malt sweetness and flavor initially, but it goes dry on me very quickly. There's a medium bitterness there. It finishes very dry. There's a little bit of alcohol there, and the evaporation of the alcohol makes the finish seem even drier. It's drier than most that I've had. It's got a light earthy hop, medium-low orange and lemon ester. There's sort of that suggestion of a sugary quality initially, but you have to be careful about describing it as sort of sugary, because then you'd expect some sort of residual sweetness, but it really isn't there. It's more of a quality of the malt and combined with the esters. I know perfumey is normally a aroma description, but yeah, the flavor sort of has that same sort of perfumey quality to it. I don't know. It's good. It's got the right things in it. I just wish it wasn't quite so bone dry. I think the best examples have a softer finish. The alcohol is a little hot. Yeah, there's individual pieces in here are right. They just don't seem that well blended yet. I'll give it a 16. The components are there in more or less the right proportion. No, so there's just a few nits. Mouthfeel. It's got a very high carbonation. I don't know. It might have continued to dry out in the bottle. You know, that could account for the more dry finish and the high carbonation. I don't know. I don't know what they intended. But it's got a very hard carbonation, and the body seems a little light. It's like medium light to possibly medium. You know, the carbonation level makes it seem lighter than it is. And I get a light warmth in it. You know, I'd expect a little bit more weight there, and the really high carbonation's a little interfering, too. So I get a 4 for mouthfeel. So overall, this version is quite dry and effervescent. you know, it's almost like it's trying to be a baby Duvel. It sort of lacks the softness of the best examples, probably, you know, mostly in the finish. The individual components are there, you know, nice yeast character. Alcohol is a little hot. I like the flavors. I like the complexity. I just pick a little at the alcohol and the dry finish and the really high carbonation level. So I'll give it an 8 overall. Decent beer, certainly indicative of the style. So that's a total score of 42. So that's the Val d'Eau Blonde. It's a Category 18A Belgian Blonde Ale.